It's great to get back. Obviously, it's great to have this game right here. You know, get us focused in on division game. The rivalry is what it's always been, and it'll be amped up. Sunday night football. The crowd will be into it. It'll be a good time.
Tough. You guys are a little bit banged up on your offensive line. You know, with Sitton and Lang. I mean, you want to go with your holster full, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's tough. It's part of the game. Hopefully, they can get back as soon as possible, and we'll see. You know how it turns out by the time Sunday gets here. So. But we got confidence in the young guys, and that they'll step up and play and play well.
How important is Sitton in that huddle? I mean, he's probably the mainstay. Everybody kind of follows his lead.
Absolutely. I think, obviously, he's a very smart player. Knows the offense in and out, can make the calls, probably the leader on that line, but him and TJ both. And so, but guys will have to step up in all aspects and just go out and play good quality football.
Does it change the play call at all? You have to guys maybe do quicker passes, or don't you know?
Not up to me. So we'll see how it goes. I think some of it will be kind of adjustment, see how they're playing, and if Chicago tries to do something different, knowing that we might be young up front. So, but I think they'll be able to handle it.
Does it help you that you already beat them once and handled them pretty easily in their joint?
Not necessarily. It's every game is different, especially when you get into the division. They're always going to be tough. The first half was back and forth down there, and then defense was able to create some turnovers, and we kept scoring. So we expect a close game again and very, hard-fought game.
How do you get that edge in preparing for them, knowing that you were able to do most of what you wanted last
game? Being in the league long enough, you know every game's different. And especially, like I said, in the division, they're going to be tough no matter what. I think the game got a little out of hand in the second half just based off turnovers. But in the first half, like I said, it was back and forth. They were making plays as same as we were. So, again, we just got to go out and play quality football and execute.
Jordy, you guys obviously see yourselves as an elite team, but if the playoffs started right now, you wouldn't be in. How do you feel about that as you go forward for the second half of the season?
I mean, right now it really doesn't matter. I mean, we got to focus on this next game and, continue to win. If we win our games at home and, we always say win your games at home and split on the road, and you'll be what, 12-4, I think. So, and you'll most likely be in the playoffs. So, we just need to continue to win our games at home. We got a good home stretch coming up, and take advantage of those, and we'll be in a good situation.
So you don't start counting games, schedule, any of that stuff.
No, there's way too many games left, too many scenarios, and way too far away.
Do you allow yourself to look at the perspective that you win this game against the Bears, it could maybe knock them out of contention, distance you guys even more?
Not necessarily. I mean, we're not worried about what they're going to. We need to go out and play quality football. That's what, we need to focus on each and every week. And if we do that, we'll win games and we'll be in a situation where it's good for us.